Have you been lucky enough to hit the ski slopes this season? There have been some good dumps of snow across Australia's alpine region this year, and skiers have been lapping up the good conditions. But have you ever given much thought to the army of people behind the scenes who keep the ski runs in tip-top condition? Hello, I'm Kelly Lazzaro. I'm lucky enough to be at Mount Hotham in Victoria's Alps at the moment, meeting some of the snow workers who keep this place ticking. First, there's the ski instructor.
Like, I ski predominantly with kids, and they're always super excited to go skiing, and, you know, you can see the progress from the start of the week, or, like, you might have skied with them for a few years, and you kind of get that sense of pride. I wake up excited to go to work every morning, and I've never had that in any other job that I've done.
Then there's the lifty, or chairlift operator, who keeps the wheels spinning.
We've got 99 staff this season. We've got 13 lifts. We can transport about 24,000 skiers per hour out there in the ski field.
And finally, at the end of the day, the groomers, who come out to make it all smooth again.
We'll start it when the lifts close, and we'll still be out when they open. So they're big nights. When you see the sun come up, you know you've had a big shift.
Many of these snow workers travel the world with their jobs. Once the ski season finishes here in Australia, they'll head to Canada, the US, Japan, perhaps even Europe for work. 28-year-old ski instructor Ryan Coburn is one of them. He grew up in the nearby coastal town of Mallacoota and skied these very slopes as a kid. You could say it's his second home, and he now teaches others how to snowplough and stay upright. It's a job, he says, that requires both patience and passion.
Just being a good skier is one thing, and I've seen a lot of good skiers not really make it many years, or they don't really enjoy it after a few years. The guys that are still up here and girls who are still up here, they more have a real passion for actually teaching skiing. And so, yeah, that's important too. And, you know, I remember my first lesson, and it wasn't the greatest lesson ever. Like, you know, I definitely look back and I think, oh, like, I could have done some things differently. And it's just a learning process. And the more you teach, the better you get at it. It's just like anything in life.
Is it a glamorous lifestyle? Has this job taken you all around the world?
Yeah, glamorous is maybe looking from the outside in. I can definitely see that. But when you're doing it and stuff, it's not as glamorous as it seems. You do get to travel the world and get to go skiing in many, many countries, and so that's really, really cool and definitely an exciting experience, something cool to do. But at the same time, you know, you're working 6-7 hours a day, which isn't a whole lot, but you usually work 6 or 7 days a week, and the elements and how cold it is just sucks it out of you a little bit. And yeah, it's definitely more tiring than glamorous, I think.
In terms of financial stability, does this job offer you that?
It does, to a certain degree, but it is tough. Like, if there's no snow, we can't teach anyone, and so if we have a poor season, or, you know, just unlucky with the weather and stuff like that, then it can be difficult to get the hours and get the work. But yeah, no, much to the ire of probably my parents, I'm not exactly killing it, but, you know, I'm having a really good time, and I guess that's what kind of the trade-off is.
One of the busiest spots on the ski field is the chairlift, the all-important transport you need to get back up the mountain time and time again. Dan Goff is the lift operations manager here at Mount Hotham. He's responsible for keeping the wheels spinning and the skiers happy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thanks, have a day.
Great, thank you.
The average kind of lifty would start between 6:30 and 7 if you're a de-icer, and that would be meeting over at the summit trainer area and then snowmobiles up to the top of the mountain, basically, and de-icing chairlifts. So not every chairlift gets de-iced, but yeah, we probably do maybe 4 to 5 towers on majority of the chairlifts. And then basically from there, it's shoveling at lift stations, setting them up, and then, yeah, opening to the public when it's safe to do so.
So what's involved in de-icing?
So basically climbing lift towers and hitting all the ice off all the moving parts, removing all the ice from the towers themselves and the bull wheels. So
no fear of heights must be a prerequisite for this job?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Absolutely no fear of heights.
So then once you've got the lifts open and ready for the day, what's involved after that?
So once the lifts are open, we're basically loading passengers and unloading passengers, talking to guests. So the lifty role is quite unique, whereby we have guests. We see the same guests over and over again throughout the day rather than just the one-off at the start of the day like some other departments here.
See some pretty funny sights with some lift exit techniques.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the beginner unload areas are pretty fun to work at. There's lots of new skiers skiers and boarders coming up that make your day go fairly quickly. So,
once the skiers have finished for the day, it's the turn of the groomers to come out to play. Jesse Rumming heads up a crew of snowcat operators who work through the night to smooth out the ski runs so they're ready for the skiers and snowboarders in the morning.
When the lifts shut, we come out and fix everything from the day where the skiers bring it down, the snow, they track it out and we flatten it back out again. Very busy, big nights and not much sleep.
You are quite nocturnal, aren't you?
We are. We're kind of like possums kind of thing. We only come out at night. As soon as the sun goes down, we come out. We're kind of like vampires kind of thing.
And you've all just started up the snowcats out the front there. Yep. What sort of a machine are they?
They're mixed with a bulldozer and like a grader. So they flatten out the slopes with the blade on the front. Then they have like a tiller out the back that leaves all the corduroy, and they're just a very cool machine. Lots of horsepower, and they've got a cool sound system in it, comfy seats, so yeah, no, I love them.
What's an ordinary night for you?
An ordinary night? There normally isn't one at Mount Hotham, which is good because it's never boring. Conditions are always different. Basically, we go out and whatever needs to be fixed, we fix it. And then when everyone gets up in the morning, all they see is just a flat corduroy and have no idea what we just did, but we've been out there for so many hours fixing it.
And you also work at night in low visibility. So are you relying on like a GPS in the cabin?
Some of the new cats, they're bringing out GPS, but we don't have it. We just rely on knowledge and lights. You drive by feel sometimes. If you're in a blizzard, you can only see like a meter in front of you. I still get lost, even if I've been here for 5 years.
What do you do in your downtime?
Any day off, always out. Even if we have a short shift, we can get out before work on a nice day. All the crew rides. We're all pretty young crew, so we all love, and that's why we do it. That's why I like to make it good out there and fun, because I ride. I want to enjoy it, and I want other people to enjoy it too.
Is it a good job?
Absolutely. Sometimes when you're out doing massive hours, you wonder why you do it to yourself. But then once you get in the morning and you see the product and you have people thanking you for it, because everyone loves to ride a groom run.